WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you're drowning into dose, your schedule's packed tighter than a clown car at a circus, and self-care? Well, let's just say it's about as common as finding a unicorn riding a scooter down the street. But listen, I'm here to tell you, even amidst the chaos, prioritizing self-care isn't some luxury, it's a necessity. It's like oil for your engine, keeping everything running smoothly. Today, we're diving into practical ways to weave self-care into even the busiest of lives. Trust me, you'll walk away feeling energized and ready to conquer the world, one mindful step at a time. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First, ditch that all-or-nothing mindset. Self-care doesn't have to be a spa day every week. It can be those 5 minutes of deep breathing before you dive into your inbox or swapping that sugary afternoon latte for a calming herbal tea. Second, listen to your body. It's giving you constant feedback. Feeling drained? Craving rest? That's your inner sage whispering, hey, recharge. Pay attention and honor those signals. Third, schedule it in. It sounds counterintuitive, I know, but treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out that time on your calendar and stick to it, even if it's just 15 minutes for a walk or reading a chapter of that book you've been meaning to get to. Fourth, find joy in the simple things, a warm shower, a good laugh with a friend, listening to your favorite music. These little moments can be powerful sources of recharge. And finally, remember that saying, no, is okay. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. It's perfectly fine to decline requests that drain your energy so you can prioritize what truly matters, your well-being. Ever find yourself nodding along while someone explains how important it is to take breaks, but then you get caught up in the whirlwind of deadlines and end up neglecting your own needs? That's exactly where I was a few months back. My work schedule was demanding, I had a million projects swirling around, and I was constantly running on fumes. Sound familiar? One evening, I found myself staring at my screen long after everyone else had logged off, feeling completely depleted. It hit me then. I was putting everyone else's needs before my own, and it was taking its toll. So, I took a deep breath, closed my laptop, and walked away. I decided to dedicate just 30 minutes each day to something that brought me joy, reading, going for a walk, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. And guess what? That small shift made a huge difference. I felt more focused, energized, and ultimately, more productive. My work suffered less because my overall well-being improved. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. So, there you have it. Today, we tackled the essential art of prioritizing self-care, even amidst the hustle and bustle. Remember those 5 key takeaways: ditch the all-or-nothing approach, listen to your body, schedule it in, find joy in the little things, and don't be afraid to say, no. Your well-being is worth it. I want to hear from you. What are your go-to self-care strategies? Share them with us on social media using the hashtag #MentalFortitudeDaily. Until next time, keep striving for that mental fortitude, one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.